As always, thanks very much for joining us today, Neil. Before we look ahead to the Lakeside Hammers next meeting, which is Friday against the Eastbourne Eagles, a couple of things that I'd just like to quickly have a chat with you about. It was very sad to hear this week the closure of the Birmingham Brummies, wasn't it?
Yeah, definitely. Birmingham was a great venue for Speedway, and of course, if any clubs, you know, close down, then that's obviously not a good thing for the sport. So, yeah, the promotion there were obviously in trouble. They had a few debts, etc. So, the BSBA, they tried to find a rescue plan, but unfortunately, that didn't prevail. And the only decision that they had to make was to close Burnley down for this season. But they are hopeful of finding another person that can perhaps run Birmingham next season, which I sincerely hope they do, because if that's a loss to Speedway, then as I say, it's a great venue and would be a big loss to the sport.
Absolutely, yeah, most definitely. But I suppose, to be fair, Neil, this sums up the present climate at the moment, isn't it? I mean, a lot of people don't realise that to actually put together a Speedway team is very expensive, isn't it, to run?
Yeah, it is, it's tough for a lot of businesses out there now, and to get people to come through the gate, there's like so much entertainment that people go to, etc. People are queuing up at the turnstiles, each and every one of the supporters is truly valued, and it's a tough business to be in. We are very fortunate at Lakeside that we've got a really good fan base, and our crowds have been really good this season, so we are fortunate. But for some of the other clubs, it's difficult times, and as you rightly say, it isn't easy, and it's certainly not a cheap business to run, and that's why we need the backing of as many supporters as we can possibly get.
So let's quickly look ahead then. Eastbourne Eagles coming up on Friday. Before we go into that, Neil, you have made one change this season. It's a recall for Kim Nielsen in place of Peter Carlson. What was the idea of that?
To be honest, it's a real sad loss to see Peter Carlson leave us. He's been an absolutely great servant to the club in the 2.5 years that he's been with us. He's being a true professional. I can't personally speak highly enough of him. He's an absolute pleasure to work with. But we just felt that, unfortunately, his form this season hasn't been as good as we would have liked. And I'm sure Pete would have said exactly the same. Points have been sort of hard to come by for him. And Kim's our own asset, and we've been watching his scores in Sweden, and Kim's had a real good season in Sweden this year. He's been scoring some real big points, and we just felt that this is like a real pressure time now. We go into the second half of the season, it needed some points, of course at home, but particularly on the road as well, and we just felt that Kim would be a better option of scoring us points on the road, and it was a real hard decision to make, but we sort of bit the bullet, done it, and hopefully it will pay off, and we obviously do the benefit of the team, and we end up in the top four, which is our ultimate aim for the end of the season.
It's been a while since the Hammers have been at home, but good news, they're back at the Raceway on Friday, and you're up against local rivals, the Eastbourne Eagles, Neil.
It's been a bit sort of a stop-start season, particularly with the home fixtures. We've seen them ride for a couple of weeks, and then we've seen them have a week or 2 weeks off, and it's been no different at this time. Obviously, because of the British Grand Prix last weekend, there was no sort of fixtures around the UK, and we are coming to sort of quite a busy spell now. We've got a real sort of humdinger tomorrow against our local rivals, Eastbourne. It's one that's always a close match. Eastbourne, they particularly ride Lakeside really well. It's not too dissimilar to their own track down in Sussex, so they always ride Lakeside good, and I'm sure they're going to have a real good fight he's more desperate for points on the road as we are, and they come into, you know, tomorrow night on a back of a good away performance at Leicester on Monday, so I'm sure it's going to be a tough fixture.
Yeah, it is, and I saw that, and to be fair to them, they rode very well, actually, as you quite rightly say. You mentioned Leicester, Neil. It is a busy time for the Hammers. Apart from Eastbourne at home on Friday, you visit Leicester on Saturday, and then Wolverhampton a couple of days later.
Yeah, that's it. You know, as I said previously, it's important that we keep our really good home form going. You know, like we only had that one defeat home this season. It's important that we... to try and get maximum points from our remaining home fixtures, but also because Birmingham have closed down and all teams have lost their points, we actually got deducted 7 points, which is obviously a big blow to us. So that's put a bit more pressure on the boys that we need to get some points on the road for the second half of the season. And like, I really do feel going to Leicester Saturday, Wolverhampton Monday, that's two fixtures that are possible that we can get either, you know, victories or at least the one league point. Obviously, we will be going there to win, but it's not always easy, and we'll see how it goes. But the main priority, first of all, of course, is to beat Eastbourne Friday night, and then we'll worry about Leicester Saturday, you know, come Saturday morning.
Neil, as always, thank you very much for your valuable time talking to us here today at Call AM, and we'll speak to you soon.